AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The record rain and flooding in South Carolina has caused serious damage to a number of bridges on a 13-mile stretch of I-95 through the state. Officials say they don't know yet when the section of one of the busiest highways will be reopened. In Richland County, outside hard-hit Columbia, the driver is being sought on attempted murder charges after allegedly hitting a member of the state guard who was directing traffic outside a food bank. County Sheriff Leon Lott.
Directed to go in one direction, and they refused to go in that direction and intentionally ran over and hit the state guardsman that was there.
And to add to the misery, up to an inch of rain is in the forecast for South Carolina this weekend. On the other side of the country, a Southern California heat wave shatters records. Camarillo's 108 degrees yesterday made it the hottest day ever in that city. Long Beach, Burbank, Santa Ana, and Escondido also set triple-digit heat records. The UAW leadership backs a proposed contract with Fiat Chrysler that would change the two-tier wage system in place since before the company was bailed out by the federal government. AP's Deanne Durbin has more.
Workers who are now making about $15 an hour, within 8 years, that will be doubled to more than $30 an hour. And it makes very clear through each year what those gains will be until they get to that top wage, and it effectively ends this two-tier wage system that has really been a sticking point for the union since 2007.
Union members will now vote on the new agreement, which covers around 40,000 workers at 23 U.S. plants. Actor Randy Quaid is in custody after crossing the Vermont border from Canada. Quaid was deported after he failed to gain permanent residency in Canada. He's wanted in Santa Barbara, California on felony vandalism charges filed back in 2010. This is AP Radio News. President Obama travels to Seattle to raise money for Senator Patty Murray. Ross Simpson has more.
She still comes home every weekend.
Obama called the four-term senator one of his favorite people and described Murray as a lawmaker who gets things done without a lot of fuss and drama.
She even keeps her watch apparently set to Washington State time, even when she's in Washington, D.C.
In addition to helping Murray hold on to her Senate seat, Obama is seeking to impress upon voters that the progress the country has been made on his watch. I'm Ross Simpson.
In the baseball playoffs, St. Louis Cardinals blanked Chicago 3-0 in the first game of their National League Division Series. The Mets took a 3-1 win over the Dodgers, game one of their series in L.A. In the American League, Kansas City evened their best of five, rallying to beat the Astros 5-4. Texas heads home up 2-0 on Toronto after beating the Blue Jays 6-4 in extra innings. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.